you know, it's not, I'm not going to, I can't point it there. You know, we had, you know, you kind of watch each possession, and, you know, we had a chance on that third one, right? We, you know, Jacob and I just missed, E.T. and I just missed on that one. That could have been a third. And then as you go to the others, you know, if there's a negative play on first down, would set you back. Every red zone opportunity has its own story. Nobody really wants to hear it. You know, they just want to see whether you got a touchdown or a field goal. So I can't say that. I think, you know, somehow we got to find a way. I got to find a way to help us get into the end zone, you know, with Julius or without him.
There's a lot of dinged up players on that injury report, indicative probably of 9 straight weeks of football. Is there a conscious effort in the locker room to say, hey, guys, we got to suck this up and finish strong?
Well, no, I think guys realize that. And I think the effort's got to be made to take care of yourself physically, to spend extra time in the cold tubs and getting treatment. And, you know, that's the challenge here late in the season. You know, you don't feel as well as you did September 1st. And so, are you still getting the same film study preparation done and taking care of your body physically? Because, you know, we've got to have everybody out there on Sunday. We need those guys. And so they're supposed to be sore. Right? It's supposed to be sore coming off a game, you know, like Sunday. And, you know, we had playing issues and got home at 4:30, which was all, you know, thank goodness we won, you know, coming off of that. And so, you know, guys just got to spend the time and be disciplined. I think we have the guys to do that, you know, and we got the trainers who are great about providing you every resource to help you try to feel better. But that's the challenge for guys, is taking care of the physical and the mental.
Guys, we have time for two more, please.
Is the number one seed, Carrot, dangling out there for you guys?
You know, the number one goal is to beat Buffalo. That's really what it is. You know, we break the season down in the quarters. You know, it's the first game of that fourth quarter. We like to get it started off, you know, on the right foot, playing here at home. And, you know, so that's where our focus is. And like I said, especially as you try to get to know these guys, a team you don't know real well, and, you know, trying to get to feeling better physically at the same time, that's the goal right now.
Hey, there seems to be a lot of commercials starring you on these days. What happens when you see a commercial of yourself?
I change the channel immediately, and if other teammates are in the room, I, you know, run out the room. So I don't even want to hear the abuse, you know, coming my way. So I don't watch a ton of TV, so I don't see a lot of it. But that's what I do. I change the channel. Nobody should be caught watching themselves, you know, on a commercial.
Are you getting killed with chicken parm?
I did. They had it. They served it the other day in the cafeteria, and Mitch on Ryan sang the little jingle to me. He said he just couldn't help it. He had to do it. So it was pretty. It was a layup. I just served it right up to him. The layup. So that's yeah. It was not bad. It was not bad. Not bad. It was.